The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
George Brockler, back with you here on 710 KNUS. Some news to update you on before we get back into the discussion of Trump, Mar-a-Lago, FBI, and the future. The same guy we're talking about, President Trump, is today up in New York, the city and the state. I believe he is going to be, maybe it's just the state, maybe it's not the city. He is going to be deposed by folks from the Attorney General's office, Letitia James, regarding some real estate values that they claim had been inflated or are investigating that to get favorable bank loans. Last night, the president apparently went on to Truth Social, which is that alternative social media platform, that he is seeing the racist New York State Attorney General for a continuation of the, quote, greatest witch hunt in U.S. history. Trump's kids, Eric, Ivanka, and Donald Jr. have already been deposed. He will be deposed, it looks like, today. Something else. There are sources to NBC that are confirming today that the timeline for the FBI's search included the fact that they got there at around 9 a.m. on Monday, and they didn't leave until about 6:30 that night. That's just my Bear Creek math tells me that's about 9.5 hours there. The 12 boxes were removed. Secret Service, who guards the president, any former president, was given a heads up about the search about 45 minutes to an hour before the agents arrived, and that these same sources said that length of search not that unusual for what they were looking for and the warrant that they had. Two other quick notes here, and one we can talk about later in the hour with Alpine Planning, but it sounds like the inflation numbers have been released. And they're at 8.5% year over year. That's still ridiculously high, incredibly painful for people trying to make ends meet. But it's down from the one in June. You remember in June it was north of 9. It's down to 8.5. Other potential good news from this, the Consumer Price Index, the CPI, remained flat at about 1.3%. Most, if not all, of this drop in the inflation rate was due to the decrease in gas prices. It says core inflation, which looks at prices for everything besides food and energy, remained unchanged at 5.9%. And the good news here is that the super smart experts, many of whom I think probably called this, what, transitory inflation way back when, suggest that inflation has peaked. I hope they're right. I hope that's true, because that also means then that the Fed isn't going to continue to jack up interest rates. One other thing, as I'm reading this article on President Trump and some other stuff that's going on, I come across, this should have been like a You Choose the News article, but it is so bizarre. I want to share it with you before we get to Joan and everybody else at 303-696-1971. 37-year-old man in Florida. This is your proverbial a Florida man. A Florida man, 37 years old, is laying on the beach with his GoPro, they believe filming a sunset, when the sand dune behind him collapses, buries him, and kills him. And he was discovered hours later by a beachcomber who saw two legs sticking out from the sand. Unbelievable. I mean, that is the when it's your time, it's your time. I don't know if that's a Final Destination thing or something, but oh my God, how horrific. Dude's minding his own business, doing his own thing, taking in a little bit of nature, and nature smites him. Just a horrible, horrible story. They said his lungs filled with sand, his younger brother. Oh, my God, just a horrible, horrible story. You can't even be safe laying on the beach filming a sunset. Anyway, let's talk about another Florida man. It's Donald Trump. We're going to get to the phone lines here to talk about what is going on here. What are the next steps? What does this all mean for us? Joan, you're on 710 KNUS. What do you think?
Well, I think it's very interesting that Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, was called in front of the Senate Judicial Committee on Thursday and was kind of an interesting interview all the way around. And then he said at 1:30, I'm through, I'm leaving, I've got someplace to be, and got on his private jet and went on his vacation.
Well, schedules are schedules, Joan. I'm kidding. That seems a little weird.
Well, I think that perhaps they've gotten to the point where they really think they're above everybody else.
I do worry about some of that. Again, what I don't want to do is, and I see some of these texts coming in here saying, the FBI planted evidence. Could it happen? Sure. Am I going to presume that? Absolutely not. And it's not because there haven't been mistakes made by the FBI. Some of them really intentional and horrible. I get it. But I'm not going to indict every person who's a member of the FBI, including the 30 agents that came out there, as some sort of giant conspirators that are out there to try to get the man. They're out there to try to get Trump. Man, I just, until you give me evidence of that, I'm not going to go there.
I got to say that, they've taken an awful long time to look into Biden's son's situation.
True.
They can't. Christopher Wray said several times when he was asked by senators what's going on with that, and he was like, I can't say anything. It's an active.
That's their way out,
an
right? And that's legit, yeah. About 99% of the time.
Well, I don't know. I know that people have seen some of the pictures. Find it pretty hard to. So all I can say is there better be something. And truthfully, the fact that the lawyers were told to leave was, I don't know, doesn't help the situation.
No, but I can also see law enforcement saying, man, while we're moving around looking here and there, we don't want to have to be responsible for keeping track of what you're doing and where you're at. I mean, it's less, hey, let's do this in secret than we got to control the environment. We can't have you interfering with it. That isn't that unusual to me. Like, even if it's there are no attorneys there. Let's say President Trump was there. Usually they would say something like, hey, sir, do you want to have a seat on the couch? Or do you want to, make yourself comfortable in the kitchen or something like that? They don't normally say, hey, come with us and help us, rummage around your stuff. When that happens, you get all the stuff that grew out of the JonBenet Ramsey thing. Remember that? They let that dude run wild in the house. And then all of a sudden, the dad is the one finding the evidence of the crime and finding the secret crawl space area. So they just can't have that. So that doesn't strike me as that weird.
So when you were a DA, you would say to people, kick the lawyers out?
Nobody consulted me on the execution of a search warrant. They might consult me on the validity of a search warrant and whether it was legally sufficient or an arrest warrant, but nobody said to me, hey, George, come with us and we're going to go execute this search warrant together. I'd go out on arrest warrant stuff from time to time, but the searches, man, I leave that to the experts. We'll have someone on scene there from time to time, especially if they have a question like, hey, what about this? Can we look here? What do you think about that? But nobody asks me how to conduct that. I might, the same thing with interrogations. I have questions I want to ask, but I don't tell them the manner in which to conduct it. That's not my strong suit. That's their strong suit. Mine is to try to figure out the legal ins and outs of stuff. But that doesn't bug me. What bugs me about it is,
all I can say is this has been really unifying. I have been, as you know, a big Trump supporter.
Yep.
And I have taken an awful lot of grief from some of the never Trumpers about it, because they're like, it's over, move on.
I'll bet, Joan, you've given them quite a bit of grief too, though, to be fair. I think that's probably true.
maybe, but I can tell you that I think that we will all stand together. This is not something trivial.
I don't think it's trivial either. I have a growing concern about it. And something you said, I think, is the biggest part of this, the biggest risk, is that this is either going to turn out to be a super big deal or it's going to turn out to be a giant nothing burger. And if it's a giant nothing burger, I worry that the reputation and credibility of the Department of Justice has just dropped to zero. For some folks, it's probably already there. It's not for me yet. but it is at zero. And there will need to be political ramifications for this. And my assumption is that includes Merrick Garland goes the way of the dodo and leaves that position, as does Chris Wray. So my thought is, and everyone's presuming that they went through the dot and their eyes crossed and the T things, Joan, but I got to say, unless they come up with some giant smoking gun, if all they have is, hey, we found a letter from Trump to Kim Jong-un and back again, I think it's disastrous for their credibility.
Well, I think the other thing that might be playing in is who's winning in the primaries. Last night, one of the sitting Congress people was defeated. And
one of the 10 who voted against Trump on the impeachment issue is what you're saying.
Yep.
Yep, I saw that. She narrowly lost, but she certainly did lose. And it looks like only two of them will either not retire or be retained. At this point, I think it's a foregone conclusion that Liz Cheney is not going to stand for re-election. I think she's going to lose in the primary by a chunk.
Well, anyway.
What does that mean to you in regards to this situation, though?
What does it mean to me?
Yeah, like, so
well,
what? So all these people that were endorsed by Trump win.
I think
win.
The Democrats should be very, very worried about what's going to happen here in the midterm. And the thing that's truly worrisome is that the people that are going to come through will all be Trump people and Trump supporters. And you know, whether or not Trump runs in 2024, you have people that are being elected with a certain mindset, America first.
Okay, but why should that worry the Democrats? Just because they disagree with the philosophy, or do you think it puts them at some sort of personal or political peril?
Yes. They're in Congress right now. They give Lauren Boebert grief.
They do. Yeah. Listen, Joan, and I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for this. I want to get some other callers here at 303-696-1971. I think those things are completely disconnected from my analysis for this. The fact that folks that Trump endorsed are winning, I think, is a meaningful conversation. I think that's an important discussion about where the Republican Party is in a lot of different states, especially when there's guys like Scott Walker, very credible conservative governor from Wisconsin, Mike Pence, very credible conservative vice president, former governor, former congressman. They came out and endorsed the other person. And even if that other person lost narrowly or not, is less relevant than the fact that another Trump-endorsed person won in those states. That's a big deal. That matters. But not to this analysis, right? Like, even if there was no chance that Trump was going to run for office again, I think my position would be the same. And that is, having looked at this, I think there needs to be another standard that's applied. And I don't know that was met. Like, I need to know from Merrick Garland and Chris Wray why they didn't go the route of a grand jury subpoena, or why they didn't go the route of ongoing negotiations. And maybe their answer will be, you know what, they thwarted us. They kept delaying us. They're the reason for the delay. We waited 6 months because they kept dragging. If that's true, okay, I think we're entitled to know that. But just the idea that there's a six-month delay here in the execution of a warrant, and I'd like to know when it was issued, because it's going to have to have been issued pretty recently, that'd be a difference maker to me. We need to know that. I don't think the FBI and the DOJ get to cling to their longstanding, well, it's our protocol. Well, screw your protocol. You just did something no FBI and no DOJ has done in the history of our country. That protocol, that can be put on a shelf for this, and you can come forward and have a conversation. I'm not talking about jeopardizing an investigation, which they'll always say. I'm not talking about, you know, violating some ethical rule that would keep Trump from having a fair trial. I'm saying, come to America and be straight with why you took the procedure that you took. I want to know that. And in fact, if I'm Trump, I come forward and say, if there's any aspect of this that is part and parcel of an FBI or DOJ argument that somehow they're saving me from an unfair trial by talking about these things, well, I will say right here and right now, I waive any consideration for that. Put it all out there. Let's hear it all. Give it to me all right now. Let's talk about it in America. I think he ought to do that. I do think he also ought to release that warrant. But it's not the same thing as the application or, at the state level, an affidavit that you would file seeking that warrant. That's what you really want to see, is what did they tell the judge? What information did they have? That may contain stuff like people may have talked, man. There may be people out there who are cooperating witnesses. I get why we keep them confidential for the time being, and maybe even through any sort of decision about whether or not to charge the president. That's a big deal. I get that. I'm not asking for them to reveal that right now, but it's got to come forward. But the way things are right now, the way this is being handled right now, it could all turn out to be something big, right? Like they could come up with the smoking gun, or they could, and I'm not diminishing the fact that there's a violation of the law with carrying the classified documents. I'm not diminishing any of that. But I got to tell you right now, this feels like it is not being handled very well for America. And it's not being handled very well for the FBI's credibility. If this was the FBI of 30 or 40 years ago, yeah, maybe we're having a different conversation. Maybe DOJ and FBI could say, trust us. And we'd go, yeah, we trust you guys. You keep knocking it out of the park. But based on the things that have taken place recently, even and especially with the president, no, man, you got to come forward with a little more transparency, because you can hear what's going on out there, not just on these radio waves, but in social media. You can hear that there is a growing fervor here. And the fact that you find people who are on the fence, or maybe even not on board at all with the president, are now coming to his aid, being drawn back to him to defend him over this use of the federal investigatory power, that's got to tell you something. Now, if this is a political issue, if this was all about politics, it could be that this was part of the plan too, and that is to, and again, not the primary motive, but the cherry on top. Let's suck this guy into announcing he's running for president before November. There could be two reasons to do it. They goad him into it, or two, what if he is legitimately caught? Like they have the goods on him and he knows it. He knows that one way to avoid being prosecuted is to be president of the United States. And that might be enough to motivate him to run. Or maybe it's just simply, I got to stop this. If this can happen to me in this way, then this agency is broken and we're going to turn it upside down and shake some things loose and we're going to fix this. We're going to get DOJ back on track. I'm not telling you that's the case. I'm saying that could be Trump's position running. And if they don't come up with something more than a letter to and from Kim Jong-un or something else that just had the markings classified, even if that is a technical violation of the law, I think they're in real trouble. Either Merrick Garland, who is widely considered to be a very cautious, conservative, lowercase c conservative prosecutor, if he's misjudged this thing, I don't know, folks. I think we could be in real trouble moving forward with federal law enforcement. And this comes on the heels of the Dems, and only the Dems, voting to create 87,000 new federal agents to come take a look at your bank account. I'm not a conspiracy theorist by any measure, but the timing of all this is just ridiculous. And none of it is positive for America. You simply can't have a conversation about this and not think to yourself, what in the hell is going on? Would this have ever happened with Obama? Not a chance. That's the other question I have. Has any president before ever, and the National Archives people should come out and tell us, has any president ever before, either by mistake or design, held on to classified documents? You got to be able to come forward and tell us that, because if the answer is yes, and this is how it's been handled, well, I want to know. I think you get to know that as well. And short of that information, you're going to have these conversations. So the question is, where does this put you? Where's your mind on this right now? What do you think happened? What in the heck is going on in Washington, D.C.? And Mar-a-Lago is just the setting for the execution of the search warrant. This is about Washington, D.C. This isn't about Mar-a-Lago. And to a large extent, I'm not even sure this is about Trump. What is going on here? 303-696-1971. I want to tell you about some brand new advertisers on the show. And what I love about these guys is normally I tell you, hey, I went out and I visited this thing and I got to know these people and all that is fantastic. I've known these guys for decades, Fuseli and Lee. They are some of the best trial lawyers with which I've ever worked. And I've worked with both of them. John and Keith, I have done trials, big time felony trials with John and with Keith. And we've sent the bad guys to prison in large part because of how good they are in the courtroom. One of those cases was against the Broncos attorney. Big time guy, won't give him the airtime here, but he knows who it is. We did a big time trial on a dude who was making manufacturing methamphetamine. I think he may have even had some firearms. And Keith and I went and did that trial back in Jefferson County, I don't know, 100 years ago, and it was awesome. I've fought in the courtroom with these guys, and they really are some of the best attorneys that you could possibly hire to work with you. So God forbid something unthinkable happens. I don't know if it's a catastrophic injury, some accident that changes your life. These guys, Keith and John, Fuseli and Lee, and they, by the way, they have a bunch of former prosecutors as their other attorneys, and these folks know how to get it done. Most personal injury law firms are settlement mills. That is true. Their job is to get paralegals in there to work up the case, and then they try to settle this thing, and you get some cut of that. That's not how these guys work. These guys are not on a volume basis. They're on a case-by-case basis. They take each case seriously, and they're trying to get you the maximum amount that you deserve for the injury that you suffered. If you need them, or you know someone who does, visit ColoradoInjuryLawyer.com. ColoradoInjuryLawyer.com. These guys have guts, man. Fearless advocacy, proven results. Fuseli and Lee, injury lawyers at ColoradoInjuryLawyer.com. When we come back, we're going to continue to do the texts which are coming in. Make that phone ring at 303-696-1971. Take me on. Let's have this conversation. George Brockler on The George Show, 710 KNUS. George Brockler on The George Show. We are discussing Mar-a-Lago, the FBI, Trump, and what does this all mean for the future? Thanks to Joan for getting us started on the conversation. The phone line that Joan had is open, 303-696-1971. Going right back to them with Rod. Rod, you're on The George Show. What do you think?
Hey, George.
Hey, sir.
You know, I keep picturing the boy who cried wolf. The Democrats are the boy who cried wolf. They keep throwing these accusations out, and it's mostly against Trump for the last however long. But our Republicans, when we do have control, still let this stuff happen. I don't understand why we elect these people to get up there and fight for us, and then they like Liz Cheney and those, they just bend to the will of the Democrats and go along with whatever they say, and we're still left trying to figure out how to keep this country going in a positive direction.
Rod,
does that make sense?
It does, but it's not accurate in this way. I mean, Liz Cheney has a voting record that puts her almost lockstep with Trump on everything. Where she ran afoul of him and ran afoul of a big chunk of the Republican Party was when she had the audacity to vote to impeach him and then be part of this January 6th sort of a completely stacked commission. But so when you say, hey, she just goes along with whatever the Dems say, that's just not true. It's just she took these positions that are, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but she went, so the Democrats coalesce around whoever they have in office. The Republicans don't. So she had a chance to deal with somebody she didn't like. Yes, she liked what he was doing, but she didn't like him. So the first chance she got, she went in and did what she could to impeach him. And instead of saying, you know what, no, guys, this you got no, there's no basis for this. I don't like this guy, but let's back him up. If you've got what you, if you think he's done something wrong, put it out there. But they keep pushing stuff, and she keeps saying, yeah, he's, you know, he's a bad guy. We're going to get rid of him.
But Rod, again, they were lockstep with Trump, right? I mean, you can, other than the 10 that voted to impeach him, and now it looks like all but two are going to have figured out a way out of Congress on this, either by the their own hand or by the voters. The rest of them were all lockstep with Trump. So I just don't want to overblow the situation the way you've described it. Is that it's not that the Democrats never, ever defect. It's just they haven't had this particular situation. And there were 10.
Yeah, but it's. I guess it's the cult of personality. You know, they'll back their guy. Our guys, that we've always got some that step back and say, no, we're not, you know, I don't like him. I want to get rid of him. Right? So, yeah, the voting record is behind him with the policies that he was putting out, but they didn't like him, so they went ahead with the Democrats to impeach him. And now with this, the January 6th trial and now the Mar-a-Lago search warrant, raid, whatever.
Rod, what do you think is going on with this Mar-a-Lago thing?
I think that they are continually trying to find ways to keep Trump from being relevant, right? Take him out of the picture so they can. That's what they've tried to do.
That seems really ham-handed, Rod, because they have just put him on the front page of every single newspaper in America. So to try to make him irrelevant, I don't know if that's going to – that can't be their analysis. It's got to be something else.
Or they just – they want to make sure he doesn't have a chance to even step up and run again. Anything they can do to stop him.
Maybe that's it. The only way they could stop him is either dissuade him from running, maybe incarcerate him in some way, and I hope that isn't coming – or they come up with some other information that they think will poison him with his own supporters. And at this point, Rod, do you think there's anything you could find out about President Trump short of him actually being Xi Jinping in one of those Scooby-Doo-like moments where he pulls the mask off that would get people to not support him?
I don't think so. You know, and we look at the track record of the Democrats, Hillary Clinton just wiping away hundreds of thousands of emails. The Hunter Biden laptop, all those things that never go anywhere, but yet they're throwing everything they can to discredit Trump.
Yeah, listen, Biden's being investigated, and I know Clinton was investigated, but I'll concede this, not like this. There seems to be a vigor, an intensity in the FBI's efforts regarding Trump. And some of that maybe is because it's just more publicized by the media, who have hated this guy from the word go. It just seems like the approach taken with Hunter Biden and Clinton was so much slower and so much more deliberate and so much, I don't know, less effective, at least so far.
I think that the way it was run, it seems like they wanted to get it out of the limelight so we forget about it.
Well, I also leave open the possibility, Rod, and I hope you do too, that there is something in those boxes, man, that we're going to find out that there is some damning evidence that's in there that will justify this extraordinary and historic use of federal authority to get inside the home of a former president. I really do hope that that's the case, because otherwise that organization has taken yet another blow to its credibility. I don't see the men and women that way. So, like, all these people that are texting in, Rod, that just crap talk the FBI, and they're in on it, and all these people, and give me a break. Give me a break.
Well, and you've had interactions with the line officers. I have too in my prior career. They were just upstanding, wonderful people, but I think the top is politicized so much, and then the guys and the gals at the bottom are just doing their job. They're doing what they're directed to do, and they take the heat. I don't think as a whole we can't write the whole FBI off, but I think there's a lot of stuff at the top that needs to be changed.
I think that when you look at things like McCabe and the Carter Page stuff and even some of the stuff with Comey and all that, you can't help but start to let that perception of their conduct bleed over into your perception of the organization that they were at the top of. That should just never be the case. You can't judge an entire organization by that single person at the head of it or those people at the leadership. But I am worried. I am just worried that if they don't come up with something really good, that we're going to look back on this and say, what in the hell are we doing? Why are you doing this? Rod,
and if they don't, then something has to be fixed.
Yep, I agree. Rod, thank you for that phone call. 303-696-1971. Rod's call and his line open now. Joyce, you're on 710 KNUS. Joyce, what do you think?
Hi, George. My theory, Donald Trump, from the beginning when he was going to run, said he was going to break up the deep state. They don't want that to happen.
Who's they?
The deep state.
Well, who?
Really?
When you look at this,
good
who's
question.
Part of the deep state?
I don't know who
state?
It is. We know that the president is not running this country, right? I have to ask you a question. Did you ever see George Bush's funeral, the envelopes that many Obama's, Clinton's, there were several people that got an envelope in their little – you have to Google that. If you have never seen that video, I would love to know what's in those envelopes.
Letters given from who to who?
Well, we don't know. They were in the people's programs at George Bush's funeral. Look it up.
But
watch the expressions on the Bush's faces and the Clinton's faces.
What do you think it means? What do you think that is?
I don't know if it was a warning to them. I don't know. I can just guess.
Yeah, but
they all got one.
I don't want to guess.
And they
that
showed
it's a,
their faces.
What if it's an invitation to something? Or what if it's a letter
it's
from
not.
Bush
the look
saying,
on their
I think
faces,
you want to...
No.
Yeah, I just...
No.
That's
the looks on their faces, you'll know. It's not
Joyce,
a good
that's a,
thing.
That's
it's
a bridge
bad.
Too far for me. Someone's reaction
okay.
to a letter can't
well,
get me to...
Well, you're asking people to give their advice or their opinions,
no, no,
and I'm
I know, but that's
you
what...
You should look it up.
That's,
you should look it up. Just for your own good, look it up.
Happy to do
watch
it, Joyce,
it.
But I got to say, there is no expression anybody's going to give to looking at a letter that's going to get me to conclude it, therefore it's a threat. I just... that I can't do that. But we can talk about
okay.
what's going on here. And so when you see the process of this taking place, when you see the way it has sort of been handled, what do you think is going on? Why did they search his
home? I think they do not want him to run for president because he is going to break up the deep state.
And they is the deep
state, I can't say
it
any more clear. Whoever the deep state is, the Democrats, the Republicans, the rhinos, the things that they're being blackmailed for by who knows who. I think Trump knows a lot of stuff. Maybe that's what was in the boxes, is his proof.
Well,
I don't know. And it's just theory. We're all just
well,
doing
hang on.
Theory.
But, Joyce,
right?
let's explore that one. Why would he be sitting on the information he knew? Why wouldn't he have given it out when he was president, which is when he came into possession of all this stuff?
Good question. And that's a question I have as well.
The other thing is, this is the another thing that I think hurts a bit with Trump on this is – nobody has come out to say we are not in possession of top
Understood.
Secret or classified documents. Instead, what he's just sort of intimated recently as of, I think, yesterday afternoon is we don't know if they planted something. We don't know if they planted. Well, that's not a denial. That is just merely casting
right.
more
I
you
know.
Criticism, speculation, aspersion on this group. I don't think it has anything to do with classified documents. That's my opinion.
It may not. And I know Andrew McCarthy says it's about the January 6th thing, his article yesterday. But they cannot have this man run. And maybe he couldn't do it in his first term because of all the turmoil he was already in. He figures his second term, he's got nothing to lose. I have a feeling if they don't get him on something else between now and then, they're going to kill the man. And that's a lot of theory that's out there. I don't trust our government for 1 second anymore about anything. And that's the saddest part, what we should be taking away from this as a country. All of us are questioning our government.
Well,
and that is a terrifying.
That part right there is the biggest concern that I have. I have no
yep.
concern that they'll try to assassinate the president.
I don't believe that.
Who would do it?
The deep state. These people that hate him so much that they put him through hell the last 6 years. They don't want him in there because they know he's got the goods. And that's the only reason they can be doing this.
How does the deep state get to Merrick Garland or get to Chris Wray, who is a Trump appointee?
Who knows? How many of them went to Epstein's Island and they have videos of him? Who knows, George? Do you see the attorney that signed this warrant? Do you know? Did you see who he is?
No, I didn't.
He was a former U.S. attorney who then he's defending. He quit the U.S. attorney to defend Epstein, so who Trump had evicted from Mar-a-Lago. It's just all a cesspool of corrupt crap. I am so sick of it. I don't even know what to do anymore. I don't know where to vent. I'm so angry, and I'm so disgusted with our government anymore. I don't trust one thing they do, not one.
Well, Joyce, that part is the thing that you've said that we can agree upon, and that is I think the biggest thing that has grown out of this and the last several years with the way that the FBI and the DOJ and others have approached Trump is it causes good people who love their country to start to question the government and to start to wonder, can I believe anything that they say? That is the biggest, most
yep.
damaging thing. It's not that I think the things you're speculating about are true. I don't believe them. But what I do believe is good people like you are now super concerned that your government is one, capable of that, and two, willing to do it. That's the biggest
more
problem.
More than willing, beyond willing. They're so in bed with each other. They're billionaires. They shouldn't be. It's all just corrupt crap, and I'm sick of watching it, and I'm disgusted of the last 50 years.
Well, I don't know about 50 years, Joyce, because we had some good ones in there.
I think it's taken that long to get to this point. Yeah, I mean, it's built up for this long, and they've been hiding for that long. Too many of these people have been in government that long. That's why I say that.
Joyce, thanks for getting us started here on this segment. Joyce's line is open, 303-696-1971. Look, Mike, Andrew, We will get to you, and whoever calls in here on Joyce's line and all the others that are on hold, I promise to get to you after this quick break. I do want to tell you, though, something personal, and that is I have a dentist appointment coming up next month. I am taking my teeth to our friends at Twin Aspen Dental Center because I trust these folks, and I didn't just do it off of an ad or just off of something that a radio guy told me. I went in and checked them out. You should do the same thing. I got a chance to sit down, talk with them about how they do what they do. I asked them about their backgrounds a ton because I just don't trust the fact that you show up in scrubs means you know what you're doing. And I came away feeling like, man, these are just good people who've got this great small business going that serve a ton of members of the community I live in. I'm going to give it a shot. My conclusion is these are the folks that you should go to, and they're conveniently located in their brand new office down there in front of Lehman Academy in Parker, just on South Stroh Road. About Stroh and Parker Road is about where they do all their business down here. These are the kind of folks who will do the things that a lot of dentists won't, like sedation dentistry. Like if you're freaked out about going to the dentist, and I'm not, but if you are, they'll put you at ease. They can do sedation dentistry to take care of all the things, routine cleaning, the bridges, the crowns, all the heavy lifting stuff. They'll get it done. It'll be quick. It'll be pain-free. And you'll say, man, I love these guys. I want to keep coming back. Visit TwinAspinDentalCenter.com. That's TwinAspinDentalCenter.com or call 303-841-7466. 303-841-7466. When we come back, Alpine Planning, Andrew, Mike, Daryl, everybody else, George Brockler on The George Show, 710 KNUS. Brockler back with you here on 710 KNUS. It is that time of the show where we get to be made more smarter by our good friends at Alpine Planning. Gabe, some inflation news out there. Is that part of your conversation? If not, why not?
I'm actually Googling what smarter means right now.
The more ERs, the better.
But yes, the big report this morning talking about July inflation, sir, it did come in lower. So we are starting to get a cool off, 8.5% for the month of July. So there are some feelings in the market that we're starting to get a reprieve from the inflation numbers. Obviously, a lot of consumers have seen that at the gas pump. I believe gas is lowered for the last 55 days or so, and we're hovering around about $4 a gallon as a national average, which is down quite a bit from where we were in June and July. But currently, the markets this morning are starting off in the green off that inflation news, George. Currently have the Dow up 524, the NASDAQ is up 295, and the S&P is up 75. So anywhere from 1.5% to 2.5%. I think there's going to be some also great news as we finish out earnings season here. But as we've sort of made this recovery over the last 7 or 8 weeks since the end of June, I think it is a time for people to kind of step back and reevaluate where they are in their portfolios. You know, we're not down 20, 25, 30% on the equity markets now. We're more down in that 10 to 15% range and as well as bonds. So I think it's a good time for sort of you to reevaluate where your portfolio's at. Obviously, if your listeners have some questions, Brian, Amy, myself would be happy to lend them a hand.
I am growing weary of the Yankees losing to the Mariners. It's a bad sign for America, frankly, when that happens.
Yeah. Well, you know, after not making the playoffs for 21 years, we sort of made a big mortgage on the future to get a couple pieces. So hopefully we'll be there. And if we can take you guys in a 7-game series, I'll take that all day.
It's sickening me. I mean, the best team in baseball right now losing to the Mariners repeatedly, even in a 13-inning. Gabe, it's not a good sign for the economy. I think it bodes poorly. It means something bad. I don't know if that means a recession or something, but it's like when, you know, the groundhog sees a shadow. When the Mariners beat the Yankees repeatedly, it means recession or something like that.
Well, I think all that money you guys are paying to your players is definitely adding to the inflation.
Touche, my friend, touche. Alpine Planning Group is a comprehensive financial planning firm committed to improving your long-term financial success. Investing is a matter of trust, and they are prepared to earn yours. Call them today at 303-843-0918, 303-843-0918. Go Yankees, Gabe.
All right, you be well, George.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC and registered investment advisor. Alpine Planning Group and Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. are not affiliated entities. 14 West Dry Creek Circle, Littleton, Colorado, 80120.
Andrew, you're on 710 KNUS. What are your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, I'm just thinking that I don't necessarily even think it has anything to do directly with Trump at all. They were trying to discredit him. They did a pretty good job of that up until now with the FBI thing. But I think it's more like a rope-a-dope. They're just trying to create some sort of big distraction to get everyone's focus, over here while they're doing their moves over.
Who's they and what are those moves?
The leftists, the Democrats.
But what do you think they're doing?
I'm not sure what per se. I don't know. I think that that's what the direction is for, to keep people from seeing what they're doing.
But Andrew, the reason that's a little bit odd for me under these circumstances, and I'm not saying they haven't done that before, like Clinton sent cruise missiles in, to distract from the Monica Lewinsky thing. I think that's real. But this one, it's tough because Biden was coming off of a pretty darn good week, right? He had gas was down. Now we hear inflation is down. Mortgage rates had dipped. He got that giant spending bill passed because Manchin and Sinema caved. He was doing pretty well. And then all of a sudden, nobody's talking about Joe Biden and the pretty good week anymore. They're all talking about DJT.
That's just, attributed to, on one hand, I'm not saying that this is definitely what's going on and it's covering up this. I'm saying I think it's just a big, ploy.
Any guess as to what it's a ploy to cover up for?
Something to do with the election.
Huh. The upcoming November election?
With this timing? Yeah, because they've already had it already discredited Trump. They shouldn't have had to have worried, with the committee that just came out. They shouldn't have had to have worried about, him, winning again. But, so there was no need for them to go out and make it a big public, some big public spectacle like they did. So, because they made it a spectacle, I think it's trying to be creative.
I wonder.
I
wouldn't necessarily put that past them as an added benefit. I don't think it's the prime reason for it. Andrew, I really do appreciate the phone call. It sounds like they may be putting you back in your cell just based on all the clanking. I'm kidding. I imagine you're working on something. Andrew's line is open, 303-696-1971. We're going to go to Mike. Mike, you're on 710 KNUS. Mike, I've got about a minute-ish for you. What do you got?
Hello, George.
Hey, sir.
Yeah, I'll end up writing you an email or something to some of the stuff. But I think this is there's the activities with Trump, and you bring it down to the local level. You've got activity going on in the city of Denver that's similar, in which politics plays a heavy hand as to us being somewhat of a declared sanctuary city, and we've got the Second Judicial District that's currently working a case in which. I was stabbed in a library, been told by a lawyer that feels they can't take my case quite pro bono yet with the information they got. But basically, you've got...
You mean on a civil case? Because hopefully they're prosecuting the dude that stabbed you.
Hopefully they're prosecuting the dude that stabbed me, but they're putting it off just like they're putting off Elias up in Boulder. And so it's the challenge of how do you turn around and get the folks to dig in and provide you any information on the case as it moves forward. I've had to do all my own looking into and investigations and stuff, and I'm being told that if I continue to do so, I may jeopardize the case. The belief is that, no, in fact, they aren't doing anything until they do have a trial date, if they get a trial date.
Yeah, send me an email, Mike, because this might be a better conversation for another day and another topic, but I'm intrigued by it. I'm not sure, and thank you, man, I'm not sure the connection to the DJT Mar-a-Lago search warrant, but I want to have that conversation with you. Look, Daryl, stay on with us through the top of the hour, along with everyone else at 303-696-1971. We'll read some texts, get some calls. George Brockler on The George Show, 710. Ken, yes.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.